This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March the 22nd, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda is a policy regarding the self-reporting of campaign finance violations, which also travels under the name of sua sponte submissions. I realized in preparing for today that we would have almost endless motions to suspend our rule for late submitted documents, and I was thinking about how that would appear, and I think the truth of the matter is that it only reflects that we've been working very hard, even this week, in trying to finalize these documents. So that said, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move suspension of our rules concerning the timely submission of documents so that we may consider agenda document 0725.
Very good. The Vice Chairman is so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. On this matter, we have Mr. Mark Schonkweiler and Rhonda Bosdam from the General Counsel's Office. Oh, I'm sorry. April Sands as well. I apologize. My sheet is out of date here. I did not notice. Ms. Sands.
Thank you. Welcome. Good morning. Before you is a policy statement regarding self-reporting of campaign finance violations or sua sponte submissions. Self-reporting of violations typically allows respondents to resolve their civil liability in a manner which has the potential to reduce the investigative burden on both the commission and themselves, demonstrate their acceptance of organizational or personal responsibility and commitment to internal compliance, and conclude their involvement in the commission's enforcement process on an expedited basis. This policy statement clarifies the Commission's policies and procedures regarding self-reported violations of the Act and Commission regulations and announces the availability of a new fast-track resolution procedure that will be available under certain conditions. The Commission seeks to provide appropriate incentives for respondents to cooperate and assume responsibility for their actions. As a result, the proposal also outlines the criteria the Commission will use when considering whether to reduce the civil penalty that is sought from a respondent. The Office of General Counsel brings this policy statement forward, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Very good. Thank you. Any discussion? Okay. I mean, from my perspective, I think that this is a real step forward. There is no doubt that voluntary compliance with the law is the cornerstone of the operation of this agency. We have only about 370 people working here. They are regulating about 9,000 political committees that raise and spend about $4 billion in an election cycle, and they file about 100,000 reports with us in that same election cycle. So there's no doubt that voluntary compliance is essential to compliance with the law. It is also, I think, true that for many years there was a sense in the community that the worst penalties were reserved for those who came in and voluntarily confessed their violations to this agency, and that there has been has become really out of step to the degree that was true is really out of step with the legal environment that exists, especially in the era after the passage of Sarbanes-Oxley. And so there have been a number of efforts to on the part of this agency to try and indicate to those that are regulated by it that voluntary compliance and to the degree that violations are found, the voluntary presentation of violations to this agency is the appropriate way to go. And I think that this policy is a very concrete manifestation of that. And so I think it is a good and useful step forward. Other comments? Discussions? Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to echo your comments. I'm very enthusiastic about this policy. I'm glad we were able to bring it forward on this crowded agenda. You're quite the slave driver, Mr. Chairman. You've got us hopping around here. But I do think it's very important to encourage compliance and to give people some solid incentives so that when they discover that they may have inadvertently broken the law, and virtually all of the things that we see, the vast, vast majority are inadvertent violations, that they have some incentives to come forward and try and get right with the law. And I think it's appropriate for us to do that, and I strongly support this.
Good. Other comments? Discussions? Seeing none, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of the policy statement regarding self-reporting of campaign finance violations as set forth in Agenda Document 0725.
Very good. The Vice Chairman has so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? And the Vice Chairman's motion passes by a vote of 5-0. Thank you very much, Ms. Sands.